You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Andy. Wake up.
Norton? Oh my God, what the hell are you doing in my bed?
It's not your bed. Hello.
What? Handcuffs?
Yes, we're chained to the bed.
Huh? Norton?
Yes?
Where are your clothes?
Same place yours are, I'd imagine.
Oh, my God. What the hell is going on?
In a minute, sailor.
Where am I? Why is there a body on the floor?
Oh, because I killed him.
Right. Hey, can you smell smoke?
Yes, but that's because the building's on fire.
What?
Sergeant Andy Davidson, welcome to the 1950s. It's really difficult to tell that to the flames. I'm sure they'll listen.
Did we have to bring the bedstead with us?
Since we're chained to it, yes.
You know, it's not easy climbing down a fire escape when you're chained to a bedstead.
That's why they generally recommend leaving them behind.
My feet, oh God, I'm so cold.
And it's going to get worse once we're on the street. You wouldn't let me stop to get slippers.
Well, the room was on fire.
Not so silly now, eh?
Oh God. I hope that's just a puddle.
Oh, and try not to step on that dead rat. Come on, we need to get a move on.
But that's a fire engine coming. Look, maybe they could...
What, help? Unlikely. Fat Kim probably owns the whole fire service. She's rather fond of arson.
Fat Kim?
Soho's biggest gangster, in every sense.
So I'm in London.
Tick.
And the 1950s.
Double tick.
But how come? I mean, when you came to my era, you were just a ghost.
A soft light Faraday projection. But... get this. 1950s torture would have the technology to bring you into the past.
Is that why I'm naked? Oh my God, like in Terminator. Please tell me that's why.
No, you're naked because someone took your clothes off. The dead chap in the flat, shortly before I killed him. Left here, down Gower Street. Come on, we need to be quick.
Oh, Jesus, cold underneath. So why did you...
He was going to kill us. Make it look as if we died in an accident.
What kind of accident involves two naked men chained to a bed in a burning building?
This is Soho. Now come on, through here. Mind the bins. I said mind the...
Sorry. Look, why don't I remember any of this?
You'd only just arrived. Dislocation amnesia's natural. Come on!
This place reeks.
We're behind a pub. They don't have toilets. Well, they do, but they've been a secret gambling den for a year, so...
Oh, God.
Look, I bring you back in time, and all you do is complain.
But...
Here's the deal. Gangsters are on the trail of an alien artifact, and I have to get there before them.
All right.
Also, I'm in a bit of hot water. I have to convince Torchwood I'm not a double agent. But the good news is, they allowed me to pick a Torchwood assessor to help me out, and guess what? I chose you.
Oh, thank you, I think.
Honestly, it's going to be a blast. Come on, up here. Oh, Alejandro, my darling, thank you. God, you're awake.
Norton, bebe, what are you doing? It's middle of the night. Where are your clothes? Who these?
Andy, shut the door. There's a poppet. Alejandro, this is my friend Andy. He's a policeman.
Hi there.
You bring police to my studio?
No, he's undercover. We need your help.
Sure, I put kettle on. Also, I get bolt cutters. Stay there.
Who is that?
That is Alejandro. You see all these paintings?
Yes.
They're all by him. Imagine.
They're awful.
Well, yes, but look at him. He's a walking work of art.
Well, yes, he clearly works out.
And how?
Does anyone in Soho wear clothes?
If you looked like him, why would you?
Bolt cutters!
You are an angel. He occasionally sculpts in metal.
It's true. See that one over there?
Oh, my God.
How you say they express thrusting masculinity.
And tetanus.
Ooh. Oh. It's okay if I keep this bedstead. I shall call it broken love. Oh, I go make tea.
Oh, good Lord. The view from the back.
Tell me about it. He kept bending over.
Like the slopes of Santorini. Now, as we're here, I have something else to show you.
Do you? Oh, God.
Alejandro Petal, could you bring us some clothes, if you have any? Now, ignore all his paintings.
Yes, please.
I love him to pieces, but really...
Yes.
Anyway, ignore it. Look at this. I've been hiding it here from Torchwood. Tar and Dar.
Dear God, what is that?
It's a painting of an alien.
Oh, my word, it's amazing. Mm. It's haunting. It's horrible.
Oh, by the way, should have said, don't look into its eyes. It keeps killing people who look at it.
What?
Andy?
Zankar is there. Zankar is there.
What?
Zankar is there. Zankar is there.
Andy, you're alive. I'm so sorry. Here, have some tea.
Thanks. Oh, my head. What am I wearing?
An overall. I dressed you.
You have lovely pale skin.
Oh, all right. Thank you. What was that in my head? A voice. The painting spoke to me.
All good art, she speak to people. See this portrait I'm working on? He's a good nude, yes? What he say to you?
I have a large penis.
Andrew! Alejandro, ignore him. I think it's divine. Wait. Who is that you're painting? Because it looks an awful lot like Alexis. And it can't possibly be Alexis, because we've had words about him being the vilest man who ever lived, and we agreed you wouldn't see him ever, ever again, didn't we?
Is painting from memory?
Huh. There was a voice in my head. I looked into that picture, and then there was a voice in my head.
Yes, it's believed whoever painted the alien somehow trapped some of its soul in the painting.
Who'd paint an alien?
It was rescued from its ship. It died soon afterwards, but for a while it was quite the curiosity. The painting was lost. Even Torchwood couldn't find it. But then, Unfrank Allen, a bit of a widow botherer, found it in some old deer's attic, and I got Alejandro to look after it.
And it kills people.
Well, they probably can't cope with the message it's trying to project.
But I can.
Luckily, yes. Ah, of course. It's looking for a fellow alien, and as you've travelled through time, you'll pass. Otherwise your head would have exploded.
All right.
Crikey, what a stroke of luck. Oh, time's ticking on. Alejandro, thanks for the tea, but we have to dash.
Oh, you do not stay for sex?
Sadly, no. Mm. We have alien artifacts to find.
Yeah, result.
Also, there is the small matter of Alexis. Don't think I've forgotten about that.
He means nothing to me, baby. Norton, you're breaking my heart.
Good.
These shoes. Crikey, Alexandro has got massive feet.
Yes. Damn.
Are you okay? I mean, do you want to talk about it?
Good grief, no. Now, Andy, this alien voice, what did it say?
I can't remember. It was weird.
Well, you'll have to do better than that.
I can't. It was all sounds and shapes and anger. Oh, my head. It really hurts.
Yes, I was afraid of that. On top of everything else, we have to get that message out of you before it microwaves your brain.
Oh, God, I hate you.
Oh, don't worry. I know a man who can get anything out of anyone. We have to make our way over to Poland Street.
Okay, well, which one's that?
It's easy to remember. Going for drinks with Baden Powell.
Huh?
It's how you remember the streets of Soho. Greek, Frith, Dean, Wardour, Berwick, and Poland.
Got you. And what's on Poland Street?
A bar.
My head's about to explode, and you're taking me to a bar?
Yes. Where else do you suggest?
What, a hospital? Torchwood? And it's the middle of the night. Will anywhere be open?
Andy. This is Soho.
Oh, Norton, dearest, how do you do?
Margot, love, this is my friend Andy.
Nice to meet you.
Sure, looks like a piss speck. Your boss was in here earlier, dear. He seemed quite upset.
Lorks, not the vicar.
You have somewhat upset the old rogue. Want a jinky? Not got any ice, dear heart, so you'll have to give it a freezing look.
Thank you. Is Chegworld in?
Of course, he's in the corner, skint as ever, the alpha.
Thanks, Margot. You're a godsend.
What is that?
That is a Chegwold, Kentish Chegwold. Was the finest writer in London at one point, then he discovered booze.
He's sleeping. Bolt upright.
Absolutely. I'll just wave this drink under his nose. Hello, Cheggers.
Oh, is that a little snifter?
Yes, it is, Cheggers. Do you mind if we join you?
Oh, Folgate, you odious little shit.
Yes, but I have booze.
What is it?
Like you care. I need your talents, Chegwold. You see, Andy, during the war, Cheggers here used to be a cunning linguist.
Spoke spick, Frenchy and Bolshy, and did some work for your lot.
Excellent grasp of alien languages. Cheggers, Andy here has an alien message in his brain. Do you think you could be a poppet and tease it out?
I'm going to move on. It's quite bad.
Patience, laddie. These things can't be rushed. All right, look into my eyes.
Okay.
Actually, if I could just have a little sip of that, blow away the cobwebs.
No.
Please.
What harm can it do? He's already sloshed.
Just a little drinky.
Fine, go on.
Oh, geez, that's the ticket. Right, got it. Now, lad, look in my eyes. Oh, yes, I can see it. I can see it dancing in there. Fire, it's fire.
Oh, what are you doing? That hurts.
Gently, boy, gently. Nearly got it, nearly. You know, I think this may be beyond me. Hang on a tick.
Oh, for God's sake. I said we shouldn't give him booze.
Wake him up.
We need a bucket of cold water and a sharp needle.
Right.
Feck him, Hall. You've got a nerve showing your ugly face in here.
Oh, cripes.
She's the one who wants to kill us, yes?
Very much so. Come on, back way.
What about Chegwold?
Leave him. We need to find another psychic.
Now, trout face. I need your help looking for some people. Well, I say people. I'm looking for two poofs chained to a bed.
Oh, Andy, shush!
Sorry. So, Fat Kim, what's her problem?
The Golden Dragon of Chinatown. A few years ago, she was just a gangster. Now she's taken to redevelopment. She bought up all the bomb sites and put flats on them. Now she's run out of bomb sites, she's fallen in love with arson.
And why does she want this alien object?
Oh, your guess is as good as mine, but it would help if we knew what it was.
I am sorry to interrupt. Good evening, Norton. And Norton's friend.
Past your bedtime, isn't it, sir?
Well, you know, when one of your men is accused of treachery, you find yourself working all hours.
And you are?
Andy, meet my boss. We call him the Vicar.
Oh, nice to meet you, Your Grace.
Please, it's an unordained honorarium. I have the mild pleasure of being the head of Torchwood London. Are you by any chance Norton's assessor?
Yes, I'm Sergeant Andy Davidson. Torchwood Cardiff, sort of.
I look forward to your report. I'm terribly fond of Norton, but I have to say things are looking rather bleak for him. The Institute frowns on black marketeers and spibs.
Really?
Especially those who sell alien weaponry to gangsters.
You did what? No, that's mental.
Unless I'm mistaken, that sounds very much like Fat Kim's goons. I hear she's scouring the whole of the West End looking for you. Deal gone wrong, so I'm told.
Look, Chief, it's all part of a really complicated and subtle sting operation.
By, let me see, making her very angry? Yes, that does sound jolly subtle.
That does not sound good. I mean, that sounds very clever.
No doubt.
Yes. By dawn, I'll have exposed Fat Kim's operation, found the alien artifact she's looking for, and cleared my name.
Toodly-too. I have every faith in you, but I hope you can sort it before the black squads find you.
You've sent them after me already.
Afraid so. An incentive. They have orders to shoot to kill. But I'm sure you'll clear your name before they find you.
Of course.
Good, good. Well, I shall wish you a jolly good evening. Lovely to have met you, Sergeant.
You too.
Well, isn't that Dolly? The old fraud wants me dead. Wouldn't be surprised if he's in Fat Kim's pocket.
Oh, sorry. My head.
You're in pain.
Yes. Also, I'm lost. Is anyone around here telling the truth to anyone else?
You are, Andy. You are.
Thanks. But what can we do?
We need to fight back. And to fight back, we need weapons. We're going underground.
What is this? Another after-hours drinking club?
Sort of.
Your world's really glamorous. Mind you, a bit dark in here. Oh, it really smells of toilet.
Well, that's because it is one.
Huh? But what are all these men doing in a toilet in the dark? Oh.
Yes, we need to get in the last cubicle. Come in, number 69. Your time is up. Pull out and bugger off back to your wives.
Give us a minute.
Not one to judge.
But you're going to.
Well, this is pretty grim.
Oh, don't be so 21st century about this. You have no idea what it's like being a recreational bachelor in this day and age. For a lot of poor sods, this pissoir is their idea of a luxury weekend in Skegness.
Yeah, all the same, Skegness is horrible.
True. Anyway, you've no right to judge any of the people here. Any of them. Oh, my. Alexis. Look who the cat dragged in. You should be ashamed of yourself, you no-good tart.
Look who's talking.
Oh, you no-good butcher's mince shacking up with this. What are you, Petal? Lorry driver?
Road sweep.
Well, that explains where he found you, in the gutter.
Calm down, we're making a scene.
Nortona, listen to your beefy friend. Come on, Toby, let's go for a stroll. Suddenly the air here smells of... bitch.
I hate him. Come on, Andy, the cubicle's free. Let's get inside.
No, hey! Hey, no! Oh, this is disgusting.
Don't touch anything. Now, just have to... Ah, there we go.
Please tell me there's a good reason we're here.
It's the last place the police will look.
You sure?
Vickers with their trousers around their ankles, yes. Stash of alien weapons, not so much. Here, use my lighter, would you? Oh, God, this grill is stuck. Had to screw it down tightly. Didn't want Wardour Street accidentally annihilated by some guardsmen in the throes of passion. And there we go. Balls. Andy, get that. We need it.
I am not sticking my hand down there.
Andy, please. I've got my arms full of percussion grenades.
Seriously? You want me to put my hand in a toilet?
Please, Andy. It's a spatial dislocator. Norton needs it.
Fine. Oh, 1950s London. I have to admit, I was kind of hoping for better.
How do you think we feel living through it? Got it yet?
No.
Oh, God, police raid. Andy, we need that spatial dislocator.
I'm stuck behind a U-bend.
How?
I may have... Oh, no. Look, help.
Fine.
Oh, I've got it. Oh, no.
Move out of the way, it's slipping in my hands.
It's really tight.
Just grab the shaft and pull.
Oh, nearly.
Pull. Oh, got it. Oh, yes.
Open up, you filthy bastard.
If we can just get the settings done, I'll magic us out of here in a jiffy.
Come on, ladies, we ain't got all night.
Why don't you come in and join us? Always room for a little one.
Are you sure this will work?
Absolutely.
All right, that's it. We're coming in.
Andy, hold on tight. Here we go. Oh, yes! Click your heels and say there's no place like home. Here we go! Oh, the look on their faces! Bugger.
Right then. You're nicked.
Ah. Good evening, officer. This isn't what it looks like. We were just attempting an emergency spatial dislocation.
Oh, my head.
Shut up and take your clothes off.
Do I have to? Only I've no long put them on.
Best do as they say.
I am seeing a lot of you naked.
It's your lucky night.
Haven't you got a magic Torchwood card to get us out of this?
Shh, no.
What was that?
Don't you dare mention Torchwood.
I was just saying that, actually, I'm a policeman too, you know.
God, no.
What?
It's true. I'm a sergeant. And if you don't mind me pointing out, this isn't exactly by-the-book detention procedure.
Oh, isn't it?
No. Making us stand naked in an unheated corridor...
Andy!
It's fine, I got this. No access to a lawyer. Hello? No one has so much as read us our rights.
I've got a license for station!
What?
Now you've done it.
Hose them!
No.
Hose them now!
No!
You really a copper?
Yes.
Then you're a disgrace. I'll make sure you get kicked out. We don't have any queers on the force. Get in that cell!
Actually, I'll have you know, I went to my chief constable's gay wedding.
Huh? It was lovely.
Well, bully for you and progress. What the hell were you thinking? I was already freezing cold and now I'm soaking wet thanks to that bull dyke and your big mouth.
You are blaming me? You got a nerve? Thanks to you, I have been chased across town, nearly set on fire, my head turning to mush, and I've been arrested for gross indecency in a public toilet.
Well, what about me? This is all the excuse the vicar needs to hand me over to the black squad. That's if Fat Kim doesn't get here first, of course. Why else do you think the police raided that toilet?
What, you mean...
They're in her pay.
Hey, whoa, the police take corruption very seriously.
Well, around Soho, they certainly do. How else do you get a holiday home?
Norton, you are not telling me the whole truth.
I'm not?
All this that's going on. And you've not told me about Alexandro.
Alejandro.
You care for him, don't you?
I care for certain parts of him very deeply.
I think, and no offence, you're actually quite cut up about him and... What's his face?
Alexis.
Yeah, him.
It's hardly a top priority.
No, but it's bound to prey on your mind. I mean, do you want to talk about it?
No.
It might help clear your thoughts.
I would rather stick my head in an oven.
It's just... You're screwing this up badly.
Oh. Oh, thank you very much.
I'm just saying, if you need to get it off your chest, you should...
Are you feeling all right?
Sanka, sanka visne. Sanka, sanka visne.
Is that... No, not now. Don't let it out now.
Sanka, sanka visne.
Andy? Ah! No! Help! Sanka, someone! Sanka, someone, we need national help
sanka,
in here now!
Sanka, help! Norton?
No, Ducky. The name's Fat Kim. Perhaps you've heard of me?
What would be the right answer at this point?
Oh, I like this one. What's up with him?
Smoke inhalation from when you tried setting us on fire. Also pneumonia.
Then he won't mind if I smoke a cigar, will he?
Well, actually...
Shut up! Of course he doesn't. My papa, he taught me how to smoke a cigar. Said no one in Chinatown would take me seriously unless I smoked. Oh, sweetheart, if only it were that simple. Mind you, everyone took me very seriously after I opened up his neck with a Stanley knife. Claret everywhere.
Should you be admitting that in a police station?
Oh, he's a funny one. You know, the other thing about a cigar is this. See the tip of it? The red bit.
Yeah.
Much bigger and much hotter than a cigarette. Now then, funny boy, count to three.
Please stop it.
Let him go.
I said count to three.
One, two, three.
And there we go.
Oh, you're a monster.
Now, Norton Ducky, you're in a bit of trouble here, aren't you? What happened to my weapons?
Kim, look, it's a long story.
I ain't got time for war and peace, sweetheart. So give me the abridged version, or I'll stick this cigar in your mate's eye.
What?
Please, Kim, there's no need to do that.
So you were saying?
I was bringing them to you from my stores when the police raided the place.
I see.
I don't believe it. You lied to me.
I did nothing of the sort.
So you're telling me I'd have my mitts on them right now if only you hadn't been arrested?
Absolutely. I think you'll find they're with the custody sergeant.
Well, let's go and check on that, shall we? Do you hear what he just said? Get me the desk sergeant, will you?
So you really were dealing with her?
Trust me, I didn't lie to you. This is all part of a sting operation, and I'm going to get us out of here alive, I promise.
Before she comes back, I'd just like to say, Fat Kim is a really, really horrible woman.
Agreed.
Shh. All right, shirtlifters. Turns out you were telling the truth. A bit disappointed, to be honest. I was looking forward to blinding Blondie over there.
Oh.
Anyway, I've done well out of this. Look at that. A small arsenal of alien whizbangs.
They're all yours, Kim.
I know they are. Now then, a little birdie tells me you're curious about my other big project.
Well, naturally, and if there's anything I can do to help.
Well, funnily enough, there is.
Anything, just name it.
I'm looking for a key.
Sanka. Oh, Sanka.
Is he all right?
Ignore him. He's Welsh.
Poor lamb. So, how about you find me that key, and I'll keep your little friend here as a guarantee.
Hang on. That's what all this is about. Oh, my God, that thing in my head.
Andy, shut up.
But...
what's he talking about?
Sanka, Sanka, Visney.
My arse, that's Welsh. Come here, you.
Actually, sorry. We've got to dash. Andy, hold my hand. Here.
No!
Toodles, Kim.
What the hell?
Grabbed my spatial dislocator off the tray. Now, wasn't that clever?
Well, not really. We're standing in a street, naked, again. Also, what the hell?
Yes, but not just any street. This is Carnaby Street, and I'm a dab hand at picking locks. Come on. This place sells rather natty suits. Bound to be something in your size.
Wait. This thing in my head... it's the key that Kim's looking for, isn't it?
Seems likely. Quite a stroke of luck, really.
Luck? It's killing me!
But it won't. Not now that I have a plan.
Plan? What plan?
We need to find a better telepath. So we're getting dressed, and we're going to an art class.
Gentlemen, come in, come in. Sorry about the door, it sticks terribly. Welcome to Belissa's Art School. Now, the fee, and I'm so sorry to mention it, is 10 bob each, but that does include a pencil and sketch pad. Perhaps you'd care to select a life model and retire to one of our more private studios.
That would be splendid.
Thanks.
Actually... I thought we might sketch each other.
I can't tempt you with one of our divine Dianas or game Ganymedes.
Not tonight, dear. But if Madame Belissa could pop in for a tick, that would be marvellous.
Of course.
Is this a brothel?
Perish the thought. It's a life drawing class. Admittedly one which is open 24 hours a day and... perhaps a bit more hands-on than the Royal Academy.
Queen Otter! That boy seems to know you.
Never seen him before in my life. In here.
Well, some people.
Now, the great thing about Belissa's is the madam herself. She's also a fully-fledged, bona fide psychic.
My lovely boys. Does one hear one's name taken in vain?
Oh, he was singing your praises, actually.
Glad to hear it. No one curates a catamite like me.
Actually, I was thinking more of your other talents and was wondering if you'd mind having a quick peek in my friend's brain.
Norton, I'm scandalised. Shocked, I tell you. What do you think I am? That'll be 3 guineas on your account. Now. Just slip your clothes on the back of that chair.
Oh, but I've only just put them on. And anyway, I thought you were looking into my mind.
Well, yes, but Belissa does enjoy a view.
Oh, fine. Right.
You have a magnificent aura. And, that is interesting. Very interesting.
Look, let's just cut to the chase. Can you stop my head exploding?
No, but Belissa knows someone who can. You'll find them at... bollocks! It's a raid! Norton, you know the drill!
Yes.
Back in a tick! Everyone, assume the position! Assume the position! I'm sorry, officers. It appears that the blasted door has stuck again.
Another raid! I am not going back to prison.
Relax, just freeze like that and I'll start sketching you.
What?
Remember, it's not a brothel, it's a life drawing class. You're my model. Whenever there's a raid, the models simply freeze where they are while their clients readjust their clothing, pick up their sketchbooks and start doodling. All perfectly legal.
Oh, I'm going back to prison, aren't I?
No.
But they'll recognise us. I'm going back to prison and my head's going to explode and then I'm going to die.
Shh. Right then, what we got here? Nice arse, mate. No, so it's just another 2 puffs drawing pictures.
Doesn't that get a bit boring?
Very. You know, I really think I've captured your smile.
Oh, that's nice.
Your downstairs smile.
Oh.
Melissa's sorry about that. She's just fixing Plod some slices of Madeira cake and a fistful of fivers. Then she'll come back and let you out the back passage. Oh, and by the way, you need to speak to Shiva at the peekaboo parlour.
Now can I put my clothes back on, please?
To general admission, please. Is Shiva working?
Of course! Special exotic booth at the back. Popcorn?
No, thank you.
Oh, even your buildings lie. The outside was done up like a cinema, but this is... I have no idea what it is, but it's horrible.
The peekaboo is a Soho institution.
That means it's filth, doesn't it?
Yep.
Does anyone in London, I don't know, just have normal sex?
Probably not. And if they do, they would never talk about it.
It's all velvet and lies. Dirty old men, unhappy women.
And all of them screwed over by the worst gangsters imaginable. They're experts in making ordinary people miserable. The last people you'd want getting their hands on alien weapons.
Which you're selling to them.
It's complicated.
Don't patronise me.
This is our booth.
Oh, thank God. A bench. Oh, my head is in agony. We could really do with a sit down.
I wouldn't.
Really? Why? Oh.
Now, I just need to put some shillings in the slot and Shiva will dance for us.
It's not going to be something nice, is it?
Probably not, no.
Christ.
Golly.
She's an
alien, yes.
You want me to dance for you? No, I'll dance for you anyway. It makes a nice change from standing in the dark. Do what you like, but don't even try breaking the glass. My air would kill you.
So, you're kept here? What, for, like, businessmen to fiddle to?
We cater for all tastes in Soho. It is a surprisingly sad place. People come and see me dance because they need something. You need something.
I have something in my head.
Yes, I sense it. And you want me to remove it.
If you can. Do you need me to take my clothes off?
I'd rather you didn't. That thing in your head will kill you, you know. It's burning you up from inside.
Well, that's comforting.
Lean forward. Closer. Closer. That's right. Now, hold still.
What happened?
Time's up. I need to put another shilling in the meter. Quick. Yes, that's right, but how do we get it out of there, and how do we find whatever it unlocks?
That is not for me to answer. It is dangerous. Norton, would you like me to mend the unhappiness in your head?
No.
Very well. Then, as there is time remaining, would you like me to dance while you pleasure yourself?
Dear God, no.
Oh, my head.
Oh, come on, Andy, let's get you some fresh air.
Oh, my head. It's in my eyes. I can't see clearly.
Steady, Andy. Come on, there's a bench over here. Sit down. I'm so sorry I got you messed up in this. We need to find that object. Clear your head.
No, we can't. Shiva said it was dangerous.
But we've got to.
Why? So you can stop Fat Kim? Really? I'm the key. She's told you her object's worthless without it. Please, stop playing games.
You're right. Right, come on, Andy. It'll cost me dear, but... I'm taking you to Torchwood.
Actually, Ducks, no you won't. Fat Kim's been following you, and a merry dance you've led me.
Oh.
All along you had the key hidden in the head of Mr. Soft Touch. Kimmy's gonna get it out with a tin opener if need be.
Kim, there's no need for that.
Let me at him.
That there's Whispering Bill. Someone slashed his throat for stealing. Tell a lie, it was me.
It was.
Loyal as you like now. Give me the key, pretty boy, or I'll have him turn your face to bolognese.
Stop, please. Oh, my head. Can we just think about it? Oh.
Looks like there's no time for a think. Hit him.
Stop right there, everyone, if you wouldn't mind. Now. We've lasered one of your men. I'd really hate it to be more.
Vicar, oh bless you. We need your help.
Why don't you all surrender?
Yes, Kim, Torchwood have got you surrounded.
Sorry to correct you, but I'd like you all to surrender to me. That includes you too, Norton.
What? It's not a deal, it's a hold-up. Kim, he wants the object for himself.
Smoke 'em, boys!
Try not to hit the key!
Get down, Andy! No, we're in Leicester Square. Where would you hide an alien object in Leicester Square?
We don't have long. Bill, open that manhole cover. You, bring the key before he expires. Hold him near the manhole. No, don't drop him down it, you idiot.
Hang on, I've got it. It's under Leicester Square.
Not for much longer. Beautiful.
Oh my god! It's like a Martian tripod thing.
An alien war machine!
But it's from the film, or the musical, or whatever. What the hell's it doing under Leicester Square?
Waiting for you, sonny boy. Bring him!
What's going on?
Okay, fact. Earth really was invaded in the 1890s. H.G. Wells helped Torchwood cover it up. Clearly one of the war machines survived, and you're about to give control of it to Fat Kim.
See that hole there? It's supposed to be where they stick their claws. But I suppose his head will fit. Do it, Bill.
No, please, no. No, please, no.
But why do you want this? Wait. Tell me it's not something as vulgar as money. It is, isn't it?
With the weapons on this thing, I'll be able to level old streets all right for lovely new flats. Bill, bring the key. Leave the Nancy boy.
Right. No, no!
Now then, let's get this show on the road.
How?
Find a hole, stick his head in it.
Let me in there! Let me in! Oh, this is foobar. Totally sodding foobar. There must be something I can do. Think. Think!
Norton! Norton, I say!
Not now, Vicar, please!
We've got the square surrounded. Surrender and let Torchwood sort it out.
Kim's got that. What have you got?
My men have got a lot of very powerful guns. We're going to blow the war machine up. Not delicate, but hey-ho.
No, you can't. I mean, Andy.
I'm afraid it's the least worst option. Norton, it's activating. Come away from there.
Actually, sir, if you'll excuse me just for one moment. Andy, I'm coming to get you.
Norton! Let go of that thing, you'll be killed!
Sorry, Vicar! I have to rescue my friend and save London from an alien war machine!
Got it! I'll pull him out. He's got us into the controls.
Kill me.
Not a chance, sweetheart. You're the key.
This thing controls the legs. What about that panel? Do you think it's the weapons?
No.
Give it a jab. See if it blows anything up, ducks.
Okay.
Please! Someone! Hear me! This seems like a good idea! A minute ago! Please! Let me in! God! Hold on! Much longer!
There's something weird about it. Look.
What do you mean?
I say, do mind the gap.
Did you have to?
Couldn't resist. Hello. It's good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
You're from the future. Do you remember any of this?
What?
A giant alien tripod stomping around London.
No.
Really?
I mean, there was some kind of publicity stunt for that old War of the Worlds film when that opened in London. Could this be it?
That's the problem with our cover stories. It's all anyone ever remembers. Think hard, Andy. Can you remember how this publicity stunt ended?
No, of course not. Ah, wait, that's it. You brought me from the future just so you could cheat, didn't you?
I promise you that isn't why I brought you back.
Well, I can't remember.
Shame. It would have been handy.
Goodbye, Piccadilly. Farewell, Leicester Square.
Kim.
Hello, Kim.
You. How do you get here?
Took the stairs. Bit tricky as there weren't any.
Where's Whispering Bill?
Downstairs. Now then, Kim, could you please stop blowing up London?
And if I don't, I think you'll find I'm the one with all the weapons.
But you can't harm me. I'm the key, remember?
You're right there. But Nancy boy, he's surplus to requirements.
Then you'll have to get through me first.
Andy. But don't be a fool.
Stay back. There's a love.
And that key inside my head? It's shaken loose. I can feel it shifting around behind my eyes, waiting to get out. And oh, I just want rid of it.
Really? Then give it to me. I'll take it from you, and then this will all be over.
Andy, don't do this.
I said give it to me.
You are welcome to it.
It's amazing. I can feel it in my mind.
Oh, the thing is, Kim, have you ever travelled in time?
No.
Thought not. Oh, well.
Oh, dear God. God! You killed her! You're amazing!
No, I'm really not. Don't tell anyone back home about this, please.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Mind you, they didn't believe me when I got a tattoo.
Ha! Wait, I've seen you naked quite a lot recently. I didn't see a tattoo.
You weren't looking hard enough. Now, we need to stop this thing before anyone else gets hurt.
I say, everyone! It's stopping! I do hope it's not too soon to say, crisis averted.
The problem is, with the key out of my head, we can't really control this.
Yeah, so I'm finding out. Andy, you're not responding. I think we're crashing.
Give me a moment to grab hold of something.
We're too late. Andy, I'm sorry about all this. We're going down.
Not in the car.
Oh, I say. Run! Run, everyone! Run for your lives!
Lord! Lord, what are you doing? Running us all!
Thanks. Keep the change. There you go. One nasty black cab coffee.
Thank you.
Ah, the sun's coming up. Looks as if it's going to be a nice day.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
So much has happened tonight. I killed someone. And you...
We saved London. We survived. We survived a crashing tripod.
But how many others didn't?
Well, Torchwood had evacuated most of the area. The vicar wasn't so lucky, alas. May he rest in peace. Mind you, it does leave a vacancy at the top.
Does it? Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Anything.
You called me back here to help clear your name, yes?
Yes, which you've done splendidly. Just not quite how I'd planned. Still, you can't have everything.
So, it was a complete accident that I looked into that painting and ended up with the key to an alien war machine in my head.
Well...
Because... I'm wondering how much of tonight was set up by you. Because, well, look how things turned out.
Drink your coffee or it'll get cold.
Did you really save the city? Or did you stop an investigation and wipe out the two people who knew how guilty you were?
Can't a man do all three?
What's your game, Norton? Who are you really working for?
Andy, I told you. It's complicated.
Norton!
Okay. It's like this. Oopsie.
Wait a second. What's happening? Oh, no, you're massive!
Oh dear. And his time's up. Back you go to the 21st century, Andy Davidson. See you soon. I hope. Oh, well. I've a city to run.
Listening to Torchwood, Goodbye Piccadilly by James Goss. Andy Davidson was played by Tom Price. Norton Folgate, Samuel Barnett. Fat Kim, Lucy Sheen. The Vicar, Liam Harrican. Alejandro, Wilf Scolding. And Margot, Rachel Atkins. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor was David Llewellyn. Producer, James Goss. Director, Scott Hancock. And executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.
people. Don't you just hate people?
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, Torchwood, Instant Karma.
People hold up the world. Imagine if you could stop that. Imagine if, just by thinking, you could...
Help me!
Imagine all those people, the ones who make each day that little bit harder, that little bit more unbearable.
You have to stop this!
And you cannot silence the truth! Not in the end!
Silence. Just by looking at them.
We killed him, didn't we?
I think so, yes.
That feeling.
So powerful.
It felt amazing.
I know. We could do anything, couldn't we?
I mean, just imagine if you could do that to all the people who annoy you. Would you do it? Of course not.
Big Finish. We love stories.
Hello, my name is Scott Hancock. I am the director of Torchwood Goodbye Piccadilly, and I'm joined this afternoon by...
James Goss. I wrote it.
And also...
Come on, James, sound happier than that. Can we go again,
I'm really depressed that I wrote this.
James Goss. We've been calling James Goss Gorrissey today because he's the writer who is also Morrissey at the back of the room.
I wrote her screenplay.
Can we just explain who you two are?
Oh, sorry.
I'm the writer.
I'm Samuel Barnett playing Norton Folgate.
Are you Samuel Barnett?
Yeah, did you not know?
Tom Price speaking, playing Sergeant Andy Davidson.
And have we had a fun day?
Do you know what?
We have had a fun
it's
day.
It's been all right, yeah. It's been not bad. Yeah, it's been a... tremendously fun day with some, so let's be honest, Sam, excellent supporting cast.
Excellent supporting cast, yeah, brilliant actually.
Listen,
remember this is a public forum.
So here's the deal. There's an actor on this who's extremely talented and I've had a very strong reaction to him and his name is Wilfred Scolding and my son is called Wilfred. Mm. So I've spent the whole day calling him, Wilfred, come here! I can't
get on the naughty step.
Exactly right. Yeah. I can't talk to someone called Wilfred unless I'm scolding them, which is ironic because that's his name, Scott.
It's almost like it was planned.
Yeah.
So I think it's fair to say this story came about because of Ghost Mission we did last time, where we foolishly reunited you.
I'm so pleased that we've done this.
Yeah. Well, we did. James, how long did it take for us to say we should send Andy back to the 1950s?
Probably while we were recording it. I think it was your idea, Scott.
Is this how long it takes from you having the idea to you actually recording it? Because that was like 3 years ago.
I've been busy writing, is just, you know, it's stressful.
And also, someone went off and did a major BBC America series in the meantime.
No, I didn't. I've been working.
But there's been a lot of, I've noticed over these last 3 years or so that there have been a lot of tweets and things going more Andy and Norton.
It's only been a year. I love how you've invented 3 years.
It's not been a year.
It's only a year.
It's been longer than that.
No. Yeah. They're messing around with time. It's what these writers and directors think.
Sure. Norton was recorded January last year.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. It's great. It's a good chemistry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Off mic, it's awful. But on mic,
we don't really get on very well off mic. We hate each other a little bit.
No.
It's quite competitive.
We're not actually doing this live. This is all... We have to come to the studio at a different time.
I'm in
we?
Vancouver right now, just reacting to what he's already recorded. So
there was the pause there. That was me. Because it's going up to a satellite and back.
James, where did the idea for Goodbye Piccadilly come from?
Partly it was you suggesting that Andy should go and visit Norton. But also I checked with an author called Christopher Fowler, who is an expert on Hidden London and the stories of London.
Doesn't he write the Bryant books?
Yeah, Bryant and May.
I love those books.
Yeah, and he basically said, right, if you're going to do this, here is your reading list. And I went away and researched it all.
No way!
Everything in this is real. Apart from the Alien War Machine, everything here comes from research. The really big thing is a book called Gangland Soho, which contains everything. And there was a wonderful thing that I didn't have time to include, which was an interview with a guy, an 18-year-old guy called Joe, who was left to run a gay lap dancing bar. It's a wonderful book. It really
That's
is.
Brilliant. And, you know, it's allowed us to sort of see different sides of
Norton and Andy. I mean, they start off naked, so I think we've seen everything now. But in terms of the interaction...
I can't believe you made us get naked for the recording as well.
But it's all very method in here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a strange method.
But their relationship's definitely developed more in this. I think that I feel like they're both more complex, and you also get a sort of...
We see a bit of Norton's domestic life.
Yeah, and I feel there must be more episodes coming, surely, because I think Norton has some... You see some darkness there as well. Like, which side is he on?
To misquote a song, there are more questions than answers after this. And I need these questions answered by... I'm thinking box sets.
Me too, actually.
Stories about this.
Yeah.
No, it's great. And I like the way Andy's on a level with someone. And obviously, he's not. He always plays a slightly lower status. But it feels like they're quite an equal partnership. And often, Andy gets dragged along and pulled hither and thither in his plot lines. But in this instance, it feels like he's got a bit more involvement. And that's a lot of fun to play.
Bless. And also, Tom, last time we had you in was for Corpse Day with Byrne, where you had a very dark story to tell. As you gave birth to the weevil baby in the Cardiff... torture dungeon.
Yeah, we've all done it.
It was a very light day, but to have something like this, which, you know, it's a very fun, witty script, and a lot of laughter.
This really bounces along. This is a gorgeous script, and it's got loads of life to it, and it's funny, and it's just got what I like is at the centre of it is a very simple plot engine. He's got this thing stuck in his head, and he wants to get rid of it, and off they go on their adventure, and that makes it very Moorish. You want to hear more of what's going to happen next. So I love this script. This is fantastic.
And we did talk about our lovely supporting cast. We had, you know...
so good!
Wilf, but also Lucy as Fat Kim, and Rachel as, you know, all the other female characters, and Liam as well coming in as the vicar, and, you know, all his big mad characters.
All of them absolutely brilliant with accents as well, and different voices.
Yeah,
just
it's great.
Fantastic.
It's great. It takes the pressure off me. That's what I like about it. It's, they were really good. They were really good. And it's hard to do, you know, because I've done it myself a lot, where you turn up and you're in two scenes. Mm. It's really tricky to get that right and to have an impact, but not be too big and not, you know, try and take over. And it's very hard to get that right. And they did brilliantly. No, it's true. I do feel in a weird way like I've been on a little tour of the 1950s. Because they do take it, geographically, they do just run around Soho. It's great fun.
Yeah.
It's great fun.
And to know that it's all based in reality, apart from obviously the kind of alien side, is all this stuff happened is fantastic. I didn't know that.
Opening the art class fascinates me.
Yeah. But what a great ruse. Yeah. I mean, you know, get your sketchbooks out as soon as the police come. And
is that what they did?
They can't touch
hilarious.
You.
Hilarious.
Brilliant.
But what would...
But all of the pictures would only just be started.
That's so true. The police arrive on a raid and just go round reviewing them. Well, okay.
You've really captured, nothing yet so far.
Not much here. Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, and, you know, we've now done Norton coming through to 2016 and Tom going back to the 1950s.
What's next for Norton?
It's
like Quantum Leap, isn't it? They're just jumping all over the place. I
think Norton's got to come to 2016 not as a Faraday projection, but as a proper person. 2017 even. 2018 by the time we get there.
Oh, well placed.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's over to you, James. I would like to do... What would I like them to do? Maybe I think some... Now they've done 50s. Why don't we do 60s? Why can't we stop off in each decade?
Yeah, I'd love to do Norton as the Avengers. A sort of you as Steed and Peel.
Yeah, sure.
Great. We'll do that.
Who wears the cat suit?
Me.
I'm Norton, obviously. Can you imagine Andy?
I wear nothing. Andy is naked.
Andy's naked all the time.
Apparently has lovely skin. James, I'm delighted with the way I've been described in this script. Beefy at one stage.
Huge, magnificent aura.
Yeah, blondie as well.
Mm-hmm. Beefy.
Amazing.
Well, in the last one, you got called Welsh Beef as well.
This is incredible.
Yeah. Welsh Beef.
I know.
If you could see him,
more
listeners.
More like Mamasha Gristle. But there you are. He's got Morrissey again. He's got Morrissey.
Right. I'm thinking on that note, and because one of us has to, I'll let the listeners guess which one of us has to go and talk about gender issues in Shakespeare.
Good luck, Tom.
I'm absolutely dreading it. I don't know what I'm going to do. And good luck to you going home to look after the kids.
You're welcome. Wilfred, get on that step.
I think we should say goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you all for listening. Bye. See you all soon.
If you paid money for this, I love you and I'm sorry. They'll so cut that.
Bye, everyone.